Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, October 3rd, 2022, 8:15 a.m. I'd like to call it this meeting to order. Item number two is approval of the minutes from the September 6th, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number three is the public comments. If anybody in the audience would like to get up and give us 2.5 minutes of their time, we'd be happy to hear from you. See you, nobody.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not in the audience, but under public comments, I'd like to thank our public services department for all of the hard work, as well as police, fire, and staff over the weekend. It was just amazing how much they were able to do. So just thank you very much for all that you did during the storm conditions.
Absolutely. I second that. All right. So nobody else want to get up and speak? We'll go to number four, award of contract traffic signal installation at Long Point Road and at Whipple Road.
Yes, sir. Good morning. This project is to install a traffic signal on Long Point Road at Whipple Road. The work includes a signal cabinet, signal pole foundation, mast arms, and signal heads. Only one vendor responded to the town's request for bids, Walker Brothers Incorporated, and they were found to be both responsive and responsible. Staff recommends awarding the contract to Walker Brothers Incorporated in the amount of $292,651.44 to construct the traffic signal. And this project is within budget.
Okay, thank you very much. Committee, anybody?
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Only minor discussion is Mr. Walker is a good man. They did good work, and he used to work for me.
Oh, you better check him out real good there. I'm just kidding. Thank you very much. Okay, we got a motion and a second.
Can I have just a question? Marcy, is that our cost completely? Like, yes. Nobody shares in that installation?
That is correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's because it's our road?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. And there were, like, plenty of studies and things done right before that happened and blah, blah. No, I mean, just a quickie.
Yes, ma'am. So both of those roadways...
Can we get your name for the record, please, sir?
James Aton, Operations Division Chief, EDS. Both of those roadways are DOT roadways, but in order to develop a more resilient traffic signal, the mast arms as opposed to the span wire that's out there, that's why we're moving forward with this.
All right, perfect. I think it's going to be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Anything further? We have a motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award of a contract for special inspections and testing services for the public services operations facility. And then I will open it up to you.
Yes, sir. The town requested bids for special inspections and testing services for the Public Services Operations Center for the new administrative building, the fleet maintenance building, and the transfer station in conformance with Chapter 17 of the International Building Code. Staff recommends awarding the contract to ESP Associates Incorporated, the lowest responsive and responsible bidder, in the amount of $118,350 to perform these services, and we do have budget for this.
Thank you very much.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. I know our good folks will be happy to have this done, huh? He's just back. Good. All right, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award of lease purchase financing for vehicles and equipment.
Yes, sir. Staff recommends awarding both the 5-year and 7-year lease purchase to Truist Bank, the most responsive in meeting the town's needs in the most cost-effective manner. During the budget process, Town Council did approve our intent to do these lease purchases. But as this action is a debt obligation of the town, the committee must forward the recommendation to full Town Council, whose name it must be named by the resolution. And you will notice, I will point out, that Bank of America for the 7-year does have a slightly lower interest rate. However, their rate was only good for 5 business days, so they were not responsive.
Okay, I'm glad you got that one.
Yeah. If not, Mr. Chapman would have.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award of a contract for Maritime Port District intersection improvements.
Yes, sir. The town requested bids from qualified contractors to construct roadway improvements at the intersection of Long Point Road, Wando Park Boulevard, and Hobcall Bluff Drive. The improvements include clearing, grading, asphalt paving, storm drainage, mast arm traffic signals, sidewalk construction, and landscaping. The bids were received with Truelock Construction Incorporated being the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $1,974,599.83. So staff therefore recommends awarding the contract to Truelock Construction Incorporated for these improvements.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. This is also where we're replacing, aren't we pulling up the plants and the trees and all that they're in the middle of that intersection? Is this the same thing? That same thing you're talking about? Okay, good. Yeah, I think that Recreation also participated in that. Is that the same construction that we were talking about?
Well, sir, this is mostly a realignment type project with some landscaping. This is over at where you went into Wando Park Boulevard.
Right. Right after you come off to 17, right? I mean, 526.
That's correct.
526, yeah. Right. We're going to remove the middle. They had some plantings, trees and all that that were backing everybody up. And they that's the one that I talked to you about, right? Yeah, good. Good. Well, they're going to be glad to hear this. They really are. They're beating me up over this. Good. All right. So we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award of contract for Cambridge Drainage System for the Park West Multipurpose Field.
Yes, sir. The town requested bids for the installation of the Cambridge Drainage System at the Park West Multipurpose Field. One bid was received from Carolina Green Corporation in the amount of $189,925, and it is both responsive and responsible. Staff recommends awarding the contract to Carolina Green Corporation in this amount to install this drainage system.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. out of Cheryl Woods, we could probably sure use one of these Cambridge drainage systems out there, huh? That one seems to be the one that gets the most use that we have a lot of issues with drainage. Anyway, so we got a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Well, Mr. Chairman, could we have a little
explanation
of what a Cambridge system is?
Absolutely. We got the professionals out there.
I'll start as they come down. So what they do is they do thin lines across the field so that it drains underneath and it takes the water out. We've been using this system for most of our fields, and we're just going through each of them doing this.
Yes, sir. I mean, I think we started this probably about 8 to 10 years ago, and we've hit a lot of the fields. We haven't hit Park West multi-purpose, but they'll lay pipes like a grid across the field, and they'll be put in with rock and sand and all that to layer it. It filters the water, goes into the pipe, and drains. After the 2015 big storm we got that October, the fields that we had done it on were basically playable within probably 6 hours.
Wow!
It worked really well.
Good. Well, let me ask you something. We don't have that out at Cheryl Woods, right?
No, we do, sir.
We do.
We do.
Okay, because I know those guys are always talking to us about how the water, it puddles up and all that over there. So I didn't know if we had it there or not.
Well, we do, and it was incredibly effective. We think that what we need to do there, it's so compacted now with all the play, we're going to have to go in and do what they call a sand slit injection, which is kind of slicing the field, putting sand down into it to, again, aid in the filtration. If the
if the dirt compacts, you know, too much, it's going to make the system less effective. So there is a maintenance piece that goes along with it, but it does make our fields much more playable.
Okay, well, thank you very much for explaining this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Number nine is adjournment. Head of schedule. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Marcy.